What you see in this particular figure is something that we've seen, which is when you have airflow obstruction that's more severe, your mortality is higher. So spirometry clearly has a value, at least in this point of view. But even individuals that had the preserved ratio but abnormal spirometry also had impaired mortality. So that goes to show that spirometry and spirometric measures do have an independent value in predicting mortality. So it's not as if we don't do spirometries, but the way that we use spirometries and the way that we interpret those are going to be a bit different.